Back on Show Me Today, Missouri's 120th State Fair is almost here. Elisa Nelson talks to Fair Director Mark Wolf about some of the highlights.
Our entry numbers are up again, which is fantastic. Our campgrounds are full. We've got people wanting campsites that we don't even have, you know. So that's all a good sign. I feel like we're going to have a very, very good year this year. Looking forward to, having everybody back on the grounds and, get the weather to cooperate with us a little bit. And we expect great things.
You know, I was going to ask you about if there are any campsites left. So it sounds like you're full.
We're pretty close. I wouldn't say we're completely full. I think we'll have probably somewhere around 100 sites left out of, 1,800 here on the facility that we will open first come, first serve this coming Friday. So we'll open up and fill up the remaining sites and then we'll be set.
Okay, so we have about 1,800 sites. Is there plans to expand that at all, Mark?
There is. We got some funding through the state legislature this past session, and real excited about that. The fair is purchasing. We're in that process right now. We're purchasing 200 acres to the west of us. It attaches to our public campground. And part of that funding was to put in another 600 sites, which will put us at right around 2,400, which was that's a really ideal number. It's bigger than most facilities you can find and offers us some really unique opportunities to draw some events outside of the fair to our facility also.
You know, my first Missouri State Fair here, I was pleasantly surprised at Sedalia and how much it has to offer for being a smaller city. Talk about the sort of impact that the state fair has on Sedalia.
Well, I don't think there's any question that the state fair has a big impact on the city of Sedalia. The city has always been great partners with us, and we have a very good working relationship with them. So I think there's benefits both ways. They really step up and work with us to make the fair successful, obviously. And a pretty high level of economic impact to the state, when the state fair is going on, and certainly to Pettis County and the city of Sedalia. So we've got a great working relationship with these folks and always have had, and certainly in my 17 or 18 years here. So looking forward to that continuing. And, hey, like I said, with some of the things that are coming at us from funding, there's only an opportunity for it to get bigger and better.
Yeah, $330,000 last year. That's not too shabby at all. Iowa State Fair is known as a great fair, attracts a lot of great concerts, fair food. It's gigantic. What sets Missouri's State Fair apart from some of the other regional state fairs?
Well, there's the old saying, location, location, location. The Missouri State Fair is a little bit unusual in that it's located in a smaller city. Most of the really big state fairs that you referred to, they're in a metropolitan area or right very close to that. So, there are some challenges that come along with being in a smaller city, lack of motel rooms. And I would tell you that probably the city of Sedalia, for a town of, 23,000 people, probably has more motel rooms than most towns that size. But, when you start talking about that kind of influx of folks coming to an event, that's why our campgrounds fill up. Of course, that's a very popular thing to do anymore. But, I would say that we fill the motel rooms in the surrounding towns pretty well, too. You start talking about Marshall to the north and Warrensburg to the west. I think there's one thing that's a deciding factor in the numbers that you can draw, because actually, the Missouri State Fairgrounds, with the addition of this new land, will be bigger acreage-wise than Iowa. But yet they're located in a city of, a half a million people. So, those things make a difference. I always kid Gary Slater up there that we actually draw better at the Missouri State Fair than they do in Iowa, because they claim a million people. And I said, but you're in a town of 500,000. I said, we claim 350,000, and we're in a town of 23,000. Our folks are coming every day. So, he's only getting them twice. So, that's kind of an inside joke with him, but that's a phenomenal fair up there. We have some great Midwest fairs around us here. Obviously Illinois, Nebraska, Kansas all have really, really great state fairs.
And you said 200 acres is the what you'll be expanding to with the campsites. Do you know how many campsites that would add?
Well, we're not going to use the entire piece of property for campsites. We are going to add. We have funding in the bill this year to purchase the land and build 600 additional campsites. So the rest of it will be used for expansion of other things as the fairgrounds continues to grow. We got some funding through the ARPA funds to build a new arena, and we're going to build that on our existing property that's on that side of the near the campground, so that it can be built out onto that new property with the additional facilities that are going to go along with that down the road. So, you know, that as I said, I think the 2,400 campsites that we'll be at that point will be all we'll ever need. And then from that point forward, we'll use the rest of that acreage for, you know, the things that we want to do to expand our facility as we kind of move it to the west a little bit.
Missouri State Fair Director Mark Wolf joining Show Me today to talk about the State Fair coming up August 11th through the 21st in West Central Missouri, Sedalia. What attractions seem to draw the biggest crowds to the Missouri State Fair?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt. We're an ag fair, you know, and 100% we exist, you know, for the sake of promoting agriculture. And I think that's always been our culture and our background. And that's, you know, we continue that to this day. I mean, we're here to promote agriculture in our state. Certainly, we put a lot of emphasis on the 4-H and FFA and our youth exhibitors. We have about 5,000 plus 4-H and FFA kids that exhibit here during the state fair each year. They probably bring in somewhere around 15,000 to 16,000 entries. So they're a major part of what this event puts on. But there are a lot of things that draw people. You know, we have folks that, you know, from more urban areas that aren't so involved in agriculture that, you know, come to the fair for the camaraderie, come for the concert, you know, lineup that we have. There's a lot of nightlife. You know, we have a lot of free stages, a lot of free entertainment. We have one of the finest carnival companies, you know, putting on our carnival that you can find anywhere in the United States. So I think we have a lot of, you know, there's a lot of variety of things going on at the fairgrounds, but a lot of free stuff you get to see just for the cost of admission.
Your concert lineup includes Trace Atkins, Tesla, Casting Crowns, ZZ Top, and KC and the Sunshine Band. Do you know which concert seems to be selling the most tickets at this point?
You know, we have an unusual mix, I think, this year. We tend to be a little country heavy sometimes here at the Missouri State Fair. That always seems to be the best draw. But I really like our lineup. And if you look at ticket sales, you know, they're very even across the bigger concerts. Trace Atkins on opening night is selling right alongside Sam Hunt on the first Saturday. ZZ Top is kind of doing the same thing. So they're all in that same range right now. So, you know, it's kind of unique. Usually we have one or two that just kind of blow the rest away. And obviously Saturday nights are a big night. People are off for the weekend. But, you know, this year it's a little different. We're seeing that the ticket sales are really spread out amongst the shows. So that's kind of interesting.
That's great. So you have the longest beard contest on August 17th. is this a new attraction? Is this in honor of ZZ Top? Or tell me a little bit about that.
You know, it probably came from that, you know, I would say. You know, we're always looking for, you know, fun things to do, just little contests. A lot of the folks that help us put on the fair are superintendents at the different buildings and barns. You know, 4-H and FFA, you know, they're organizations. They're always thinking outside the box. Hey, what is some kind of contest or something new and different that's fun, you know, that they can put in the mix? So, yeah, you know, I to me, you know, the middle of August is not the best time to have a big old beard, but I guess, you know, if it's a chance to win a contest, then I guess it's worth it. You can always shave it off as soon as it's over, so cool off, you know. So anyway, I'm sure that had something to do with the fact that ZZ Top's going to be in town that evening.
I was looking at the State Fair page. There's the Nothing Better Than Cow Cuddling Butter Sculpture in the Gherkin Dairy Center. Do cows like to be cuddled, Mark?
Well, you know, I would tell you that probably these show animals, they get coddled a lot, you know, so cuddled, yeah, maybe that goes with that. They're pretty pampered for sure. But yeah, our butter cow sculpture each year is always a lot of fun. You never, you know, we always kind of waiting in anticipation to see what it's going to be each year. So yeah, that's kind of neat. I, I can't sit here and say that, you know, I grew up raising beef cattle down in South Missouri, and I can't really say that we cuddle them too much, but, you know, it's nothing much cuter than a baby calf, so I guess that's possible.
That is true. They're, baby calves are cute. But that is one thing I do like about Missouri's butter sculpture is that it changes every year, so the anticipation of what is being made is always fun. So
absolutely, yeah.
What's your favorite fair food? And what would you recommend people try this year?
Well, you know, we have so much good food out here. It's actually my once a year, you know, weight loss program, I think, or spend so much time, you know, walking around the fairgrounds over the 11 days. But I always tell everybody I don't eat corn dogs until opening day of the fair each year. I have to have my foot-long corn dog, a lot of mustard on it, and I'm set to go. But we have some fantastic food here at the fairgrounds. I mean, you've got the Missouri Beef House, the cattlemen doing that over there. It's great food. The pork producers at our pork place have a great venue and a great lineup of food items over there. We've got Jackson's LLC. If you like barbecue, they're fantastic. You know, and then we have a lot of folks doing things out of trailers. We have a lot of our concessionaires that come through that do a great job with a lot of really unique foods and things. And you know, that's the neatest thing about the fair. There's no way you can go around and try everything. I think I'd weigh 400 pounds if I did. So, but there are a lot of options, you know, when you come to the state fair. So, and a lot of things you just don't get to see out there throughout the year, or unless you go to a fair somewhere else. Fair food's kind of unique sometimes.
This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.